USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had 4 tax increases in it, and it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kirsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More evidence is emerging in the search for the origins of COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig would give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And two of the NBA's biggest stars will be skipping the Tokyo Olympics next month. According to reporting from The Athletic, Los Angeles Lakers LeBron James and Anthony Davis will not join Team USA in Tokyo for the games to give both the time to recover from injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.